Welcome back, guys, to another Blake with Sport Take. Today, I'm going to be talking about the NFL, the projections I have for every NFL team, and where I think they're going to be free agents, coaches, everything going on there. First up, I'm going to start off with the AFC East and the New England Patriots. New England Patriots I see as always being a threat with Bill Belichick at the helm. I don't think they'll be as great as everybody thinks they will be. They added Demaryius Thomas, Michael Bennett, and in the draft they got a wide receiver with N'Keal Harry from Arizona State. They got a couple other pieces that they added to it with a couple draft picks. They had 3 third-round draft picks and 2 fourth-round draft picks and 2 fifth-round draft picks. So they had a lot of draft picks that they brought in. And for them, I see them as aging, but I see them as still good. I'm going to give the New England Patriots 10-6. Next up, we've got the Miami Dolphins with the new coach, Brian Flores. New quarterback, Ryan Fitzpatrick. They finally got rid of Ryan Tannehill. They've also got Josh Rosen, which I don't know how they're going to do that quite yet. I'd like to see Rosen start and Fitzpatrick back him up, but I think it's going to be the other way around just because Fitzpatrick has that experience. On their side, let's see here. We've got the Miami Dolphins. Sorry, guys. I can't find them right now. Where are they? There they are. Okay. In the draft, they got a man named Christian Wilkins from Clemson, defensive tackle. They really need to pick up on that defense, which is good. They got him, and they only had 5 other draft picks in the draft. So nothing too huge there. No huge free agent signings, so I don't see the Dolphins as being very good this year. 5-11. Next up, the Buffalo Bills added Cole Beasley, John Brown, Frank Gore, and Mitch Morse. In the draft, I mean, they didn't do too much, but they did get Ed Oliver, the Houston defensive tackle, which is pretty big. They got Devin Singletary, which would be an interesting pickup for Florida Atlantic. Cody Ford, the offensive tackle as well. I see them as improving just a little bit. Not really. I mean, kind of staying around the same spot. I think they were 6-10 last year. So I see them right at 6-10 again this year. So next up, we've got the New York Jets. New York Jets changed up a lot. They brought in the former Miami Dolphins coach, Adam Gase, and they brought in Le'Veon Bell, Henry Anderson, C.J. Mosley, Kelechi Osmele, and Jamison Crowder. So they brought in a good amount of talent. So I'm expecting them to be a little bit better, along with that defensive tackle they got in Quinn Williams from Alabama. He's a beast, man. I'm loving to see him this year, and I can't wait to see what he does for this team. I see the New York Jets as going from last year 4-12. I see them going 8-8 this year. I don't think they can beat the Patriots yet. I think maybe if they play a 2-game series, I think they could win one. Just kind of depends on what happens with Tom Brady and the rest of the gang over there in New England. So I see New England Patriots as winning that division in the AFC East. AFC North, next up we've got the Baltimore Ravens. The Baltimore Ravens are an interesting team just because of Lamar Jackson. They also picked up Earl Thomas, Mark Ingram, Nick Boyle, and backup quarterback RG3. RG3 hasn't played much in the last year or two, or however long it's been. I don't even remember the last time I saw him play in the NFL. But they also got Marquise Brown, Oklahoma wide receiver, 5'9", 166 pounds, a speedster. That's what they got there. Picked up another couple players. Jalen Ferguson from Louisiana Tech, the defensive end, which is huge for them. I see them as being a very good team, a very solid team, I should say. Their defense is going to be pretty good. Their offense, it all depends on how Lamar Jackson plays. So we'll go from there. I mean, I see them as going 9-7. I'm very optimistic about that team. But next up, we have the Cleveland Browns and their new coach, Freddie Kitchens, who was also on the team last year as well, picking up Odell Beckham Jr., Oliver Vernon, Morgan Burnett, Eric Murray, Sheldon Richardson, bringing in a ton of talent. I'm talking all kinds of talent. They also got Greedy Williams, the cornerback from LSU, which I thought was a steal. I think he's a great player. I think he should have been going more towards the first round, but they got a steal with him, and I'm pretty excited about that. The Cleveland Browns, if they can get their offensive line to protect Baker Mayfield, that offense will be dynamic with Nick Chubb and eventually Kareem Hunt coming back. So you've got two amazing running backs. You've got Jarvis Landry. You've got Odell Beckham Jr. All of them on that same team. That's a deadly team if you can protect that quarterback. So I'm going to give them 8-8 this year. I only say that because they're very inexperienced with this team. They brought in a lot of new players, and a lot of times that causes a little bit of havoc. Next up, we've got the Pittsburgh Steelers. Didn't change much other than losing Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown, bringing in Steven Nelson and Mark Barron. The Pittsburgh Steelers are kind of the same as the New England Patriots in the sense that they're always going to be a good team with Mike Tomlin at the helm. So they also brought in Devin Bush, the linebacker, to pair along with T.J. Watt. So I'm interested to see how that goes. Brought in a couple other young players in Deontay Johnson from Toledo, wide receiver. I'm not sure. I didn't see enough on him this year, so we'll see how that goes. But I'm interested to see how they'll do this year. Just because they are the Pittsburgh Steelers, I put them at 9-7, just barely beating out the Browns, because I think their inexperience is going to kill him, and the Pittsburgh Steelers have that much experience with Ben Roethlisberger at the helm. Next up, the Cincinnati Bengals. New coach Zach Taylor, and the only big free agent signing I saw was the offensive guard, John Miller. Cincinnati Bengals, ugh. I am not optimistic on this team at all. I mean, they did get Jonah Williams, the offensive tackle, so they're helping their quarterback a little bit, whoever it may be, whether it's Andy Dalton or not. They also brought in the quarterback, Ryan Finley, from NC State. I'd like to see him get some playing time, because I don't think, I really don't think that Andy Dalton's the answer in that case. And whether that team can work together or not, they're in a rebuilding process right now, and I don't see them being good at all. Last year they went 6-10. I see them as going even worse, going even further downhill, even with AJ Green on that team. I see them going from 6-10 to 4-12, and I end up seeing the Baltimore Ravens winning that division just because I think they have more talent than the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I think they're more experienced than the Cleveland Browns. So that's the only reason I picked them. Next up, we've got the Indianapolis Colts in the AFC South. So the Colts, I like the Colts. I think they can be good. It'll just depend on, it's on the shoulders of Andrew Luck. They didn't really bring in any huge draft picks. They brought in edge rusher Justin Houston, who's 37 years old. So I'm interested to see how much he even plays. But I think that is a solid team with Marlon Mack, T.Y. Hilton, and Andrew Luck, and a couple pieces on defense as well. They brought in almost all defensive players in the draft. So I'm interested to see how that goes. I see the Indianapolis Colts as going 11-5, being one of the better teams in the AFC, because I think they're a well-rounded team. I think this is the year that they pick it back up. Next up, we've got the Houston Texans, bringing in offensive lineman Matt Khalil and cornerback Bradley Roby. Nothing really changes here for Houston, but, I mean, the only thing that changed, they brought in an offensive tackle. I'm just interested to see how Deshaun Watson does, because Deshaun Watson is the kind of player that will kill it every game if he has to, but he also has to stay healthy. If he can stay healthy, I see that team as being a very, very good team. I see them as going 9-7. I mean, with their draft picks and everything, I think they will fit pretty well and right in behind the Indianapolis Colts in that division. Next up, we've got the Jacksonville Jaguars, getting rid of Blake Bortles, taking on Nick Foles, and also bringing in free agent linebacker Jake Ryan. In the draft, I don't really see much that they did other than Josh Allen. Juwan Taylor, an offensive tackle, tight end, safety, running back. So a little bit of everything. But I do still like Leonard Fournette in that system. I mean, you've got Jalen Ramsey, A.J. Bouye on the other side. So I think their defense will be solid, but their offense is definitely going to need work. Definitely going to need work. So I see them as going 6-10 this year. Next up, we've got the Tennessee Titans, adding wide receiver Adam Humphries, offensive guard Roger Saffold, quarterback Ryan Tannehill, and safety Kenny Vaccaro, and edge rusher Cameron Wake. So a couple of good additions here. Kenny Vaccaro is a very aggressive safety. I like him. Edge rusher Cameron Wake has been one of the best for the past 5 years. Took a little downward slope last year, but we'll see how he does in a new system. The Tennessee Titans, I like them. I like Marcus Mariota. I'm not 100% sold on Derrick Henry quite yet, which I just don't think he's that franchise running back. I don't think he can be. And they added a couple players, and Jeffrey Simmons, a defensive tackle from Mississippi State, and A.J. Brown from Ole Miss, wide receiver. So, I mean, I don't see them as adding much. Last year they went 9-7. I don't see them as being that good. I see them as 8-8 this year. I see them as kind of competing, maybe getting a 1-out-of-2-game series with Houston and beating the Jaguars, so on and so forth. But I see them as a solid team, but not bad and not good. Next up, we've got the AFC West with the Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City Chiefs added a couple players with defensive end Frank Clark, running back Carlos Hyde, safety Tyrann Mathieu, and defensive end Alex Okafor. My big thing with that is when they brought in Tyrann Mathieu, I'm figuring that they are going to try and get rid of Eric Berry. But for 1 year, they're going to have both of them. So I'm hoping they can both stay healthy, and that defense will be very, very good. The offense, I don't see Damian Williams at running back doing anything super special. Still have a good offensive line. Don't know what's going to happen with Tyreek Hill. Patrick Mahomes is still a great player, and he's also got Travis Kelce. So Kansas City Chiefs, I see as going more of a 9-7. Last year they went 12-4. I don't see them as being that good. And I see them as kind of being okay. They just need to add a couple players. Maybe they make some trades in the middle of the year and see if they can get somebody on that defense to help them out at the linebacker position after getting rid of Justin Houston. But we'll see what happens. Next up, the Los Angeles Chargers, bringing in defensive lineman Brandon Mebane, linebacker Thomas Davis, and quarterback Tyrod Taylor. I think this is the year for the Chargers. I really do. Bringing in defensive tackle Jerry Tillery from Notre Dame, bringing in a couple of good defensive players there, what they need. I hope that Melvin Gordon can stay healthy all year. I think Phillip Rivers is going to have a career year this year. He's got everything he needs around him. They've gotten a good offensive line this year that's finally got experience. So if they can stay healthy, that's going to be the key, that offensive line being healthy. And the defense is all right. I don't see them as being bad, but I don't see them as being good. So I'm going to give the Chargers, I'm very optimistic on this. I see them as 11-5. Last year they went 12-4 and got second in the AFC West to the Kansas City Chiefs. I see them beating the Kansas City Chiefs this year. And I just don't think that Kansas City can compete with how much experience Los Angeles has. Next up, we've got the Oakland Raiders, bringing in wide receiver Antonio Brown, offensive lineman Trent Brown, wide receiver Tyrell Williams, and linebacker Brandon Marshall, and safety LaMarcus Joyner. Couple big pieces there that they added. They also added Cleveland Farrell from Clemson, the defensive end, which big pickup, very big pickup. Josh Jacobs from Alabama is also coming over there. He's going to be the starter from day one, I believe. We'll see what happens. Also bringing in a couple defensive pieces. I see the Oakland Raiders as an interesting team because they don't really have the leadership that they need. Derek Carr doesn't seem to be taking the role of that leader. I mean, yes, he said that he wants to win, and even last year when they were tanking, he said he wanted to win, but I don't see him on the field leading his team as he needs to, being that kind of like a Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers kind of player. I don't see him doing that. So I see them struggling with that, and last year they went, 4-12. I see them picking it up a little bit just because of the people they added and going 7-9. Not really competing in that division, but maybe stealing one game here and there. Denver Broncos are next. The new coach, Vic Fangio, and new quarterback, Joe Flacco, cornerback, Bryce Callahan, cornerback, Kareem Jackson, and offensive tackle, Juwan James. The Broncos, that's a tough sell to me because I don't see the Broncos as having much other than Von Miller. They've got a couple pieces here and there, but I mean, I don't think they have enough to compete in this division. I think this division is the best division in football right now. And especially with the Chargers and the Chiefs and Oakland adding all those players, I think it's going to be dangerous. I see the Denver Broncos has fallen off a cliff here, going from 6-10 last year to 4-12 this year. But that's the AFC. In the AFC West, I have the Chargers winning the division. In the AFC South, I have the Colts winning the division. AFC North, I have the Ravens winning the division. And AFC East, I have the Patriots winning the division. So next up, we've got the NFC East. Starting off with my team, the Philadelphia Eagles. Bringing back DeSean Jackson, which really surprised me. Cornerback Ronald Darby, and running back Jordan Howard, defensive tackle Malik Jackson. Couple pieces here and there. Thing about the Philadelphia Eagles is the key to this will be Carson Wentz staying healthy. I can't stress that enough. If he cannot stay healthy, this team will be terrible. Terrible, I'm telling you right now. And we didn't add much in the draft either. Other than those couple free agents, we didn't do much, which kind of bothered me because we needed a lot. It all depends on Carson Wentz and whether that line can hold up and stay healthy. We had 5 linemen last year fall off a cliff and get injured for half a year or more. So that's going to be our problem. And I see us going as optimistic 10-6, just because we do still have a lot of talent on that team. So we'll go from there. But Dallas Cowboys, Jason Witten came back from retirement. Randall Cobb, Robert Quinn, defensive end, also came in. And let's see what they got in the draft here. Tristan Hill, UCF defensive tackle. I mean, a couple pieces that don't really... I mean, Connor McGovern, they really needed from Penn State, offensive guard. If that line can hold up for Dak Prescott, they'll be good. But they've also had a problem with injuries as well. And I really, in my opinion, I don't think Dak Prescott is that future quarterback. I don't think they should pay him this year. I think Ezekiel Elliott is going to carry that team this year. Dak Prescott is not a franchise quarterback, in my opinion. So I see them going to 7-9. Next up, the Washington Redskins. Not adding too much. Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie, Landon Collins, and Case Keenum. So it's hard for me to say with this team after adding Dwayne Haskins. There's been speculation whether Haskins will even start or not. So Case Keenum's a good quarterback, but he's nothing special. Nothing special at all. Also bringing in Montez Sweat from the defensive end perspective, bringing in a couple other offensive pieces in the draft. So I'm optimistic on this team, but they're still too young for me. They don't have enough pieces to be a breakout team. I see them as going 5-11. Next up, we've got the New York Giants. bringing in Anthony Bethea, Jabril Peppers, get rid of offensive guard Kevin Zittler, bringing him in as well. The big trade with Odell Beckham Jr. made me think that they will be on a different side of the spectrum again this year. I see them as beating the Redskins just because they have Saquon Barkley, one of the best running backs in the NFL. So I see them going from 5-11 last year to 7-9 this year. And that's me pushing it, because I don't think they have what it takes to compete with Dallas even right now. So we'll see what happens, though. And I see the Eagles winning that division just because it's the talent level in that division has dropped off dramatically after losing Odell Beckham Jr. and a couple other pieces in there. But I see the Eagles as being that winner in that division. Next up, we have the NFC North. First up, we have the Minnesota Vikings bringing in Ameer Abdullah, which I love him playing next to Dalvin Cook. And also bringing in kicker Dan Bailey because of their kicker problems. But can't say much about Minnesota. I'd like to see Kirk Cousins do well this year. And I think he will. And I think with how well-rounded that team is, I think they're going 11-5 this year. They brought a lot in the draft. So, I mean, they had, what, 12 picks? Something like that, 10, 12 picks. And they brought in a lot of talent, so they might be at the top of that division. So I see them as going 11-5. Next up, the Chicago Bears bringing in HaHa Clinton Dix, wide receiver Cordarrelle Patterson, and cornerback Buster Skrine. In the draft, they brought in Montgomery. David Montgomery, I believe it is. Yeah, David Montgomery. Which he's going to be, him and Tariq Cohen are going to be back and forth on time. So, interested to see how that goes. The wide receivers they've got, I'm interested to see how they do there. That defense is going to be one of the best in the league. Being from Illinois, I know a bunch of Chicago fans, so they're probably stoked about that defense. But the offense is the question. I love Mitchell Trubisky. And I think that they can do really well as long as, again, another team that needs to stay healthy. Because they don't have the depth to go down and keep putting in different linemen or different receivers, so on and so forth. So I'm interested to see that. And I think they go 10-6. I think they pull up, they fight for that number one seed with the Minnesota Vikings in that division. Next up, the Detroit Lions. Okay, so the Detroit Lions, bringing in Jesse James, the tight end, bringing in defensive lineman Trey Flowers, and bringing in cornerback Justin Coleman. I don't see this team as anything special at all. I think this is the start of the rebuild, and I think Matthew Stafford takes a downward turn. I don't think they can compete in this division. Because, again, this is one of the best divisions of football. And I don't see them, even with their draft picks, coming in anywhere near the other teams in that division. I see them as finishing 3-13 this year, down from last year's 6-10. It's time for a rebuild in Detroit and get rid of a couple old players, bring in some new players, trade for some draft picks, do whatever they got to do. Next up, the Green Bay Packers. Obviously, the big thing happening this season, or this last season, was getting rid of Mike McCarthy and bringing in new coach Matt LaFleur. There was a lot of turmoil between Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy, so this is interesting to me just because I don't know how this will work with a new coach because he's had Mike McCarthy his entire career. They also brought in edge rusher Za'Darius Smith, edge rusher Preston Smith, and offensive line Billy Turner. In the draft, bringing in Rashawn Gary, defensive end. So their defense will be okay. Brought in a lot of defense in the draft, as well as safety Darnell Savage Jr. in the first round from Maryland. Great pick. Great pick. That kid's got a high ceiling, and I love to see what he does. But even then, I don't think the Packers can compete with Minnesota or Chicago. I think they go 8-8 this year, and that's my opinion. Next up, we've got the NFC South, and NFC South is a, I want to say a questionable division, because any one of these teams, other than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I don't think they can be the top of the division. But Carolina, Atlanta, or New Orleans can be at the top of this division. We'll start off with New Orleans bringing in Teddy Bridgewater as a backup for Drew Brees. Bringing in Jared Cook as well, Nick Easton, and Latavius Murray. Losing out on Mark Ingram. So, what's going to happen with that and Alvin Kamara? So, they brought in a couple defensive players and a lineman. Two linemen in the draft. So, New Orleans Saints are aging with Drew Brees. I think Drew Brees has got a year or two, good year or two left in him. I think that team's defense is pretty stocky as well. So, I give that team 10-6. Just because of Drew Brees and Alvin Kamara on that team, I think the defense is still pretty good as well. Next up, the Atlanta Falcons. Bringing in offensive guard Jamon Brown, offensive guard James Carpenter, and defensive end Adrian Claiborne. The Atlanta Falcons are another big question mark to me because of how inconsistent Matt Ryan has been. Bringing in a couple offensive linemen in the draft, two of them in the first round, actually, wow. Chris Lindstrom from Boston College, and Caleb McGarry from Washington, both offensive tackle and an offensive guard. So that'll help out tremendously. If they can keep their line healthy and keep Drew Brees from having to run, oh my goodness, that's deadly right there. But, I'm sorry, wrong team. That was for the Atlanta Falcons. But if they can keep Matt Ryan healthy with those couple players that they brought in. They brought in a lot of offensive linemen, which is what they need. Their defense is pretty good. I don't think it's top of the league, but I think they're pretty good. Atlanta Falcons, I see them as going 8-8, possibly going up or down a couple games. Just depends on how consistent Matt Ryan can be. Next up, we've got the Carolina Panthers, bringing in Chris Hogan, Bruce Irvin, Matt Paradis, and Gerald McCoy, the big one there. Also bringing in the outside linebacker Brian Burns, in the draft. Bringing in a couple other offensive and defensive players. Bringing in Will Greer to back up Cam Newton. So again, another intriguing team to me. I think they could go down or up. Depends on consistency, whether everybody's healthy. There's a lot of factors with this team. I think their defense is pretty good. It's still centered around Luke Kuechly. If he can stay healthy, that's going to be a big key for them. And I see them as going 9-7. And next up, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I will repeat this right now. I don't think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be anywhere near the top of this list. Jameis Winston is not this franchise quarterback. I will say it now and forever. Even no matter how good or how bad he does, I will still say the same thing. They brought in a new coach, Bruce Arians, from Arizona this year, and also bringing in linebacker Deion Buchanan. Tampa Bay, I'm giving them a little bit, bringing in Devin White, the inside linebacker, in the draft, and a couple other defensive players. Wow, a lot of defensive players. Got two corners, a safety, a defensive end, and a defensive tackle as well. So, brought in a lot of defensive pieces. It's hard to say how this team will be, but I'm going to give them 6-10 just because I don't think they can improve on what they did last year of 5-11. So, and I see the New Orleans Saints as winning that division. So, next up, we've got the NFC West, which got the Seattle Seahawks, only bringing in major signing of offensive guard DJ Fluker. In the draft, I didn't see too much other than Collier, L.J. Collier from TCU. But also bring it, oh, I forgot about it. They brought in D.K. Metcalf, the man, the myth, the legend, the man who is dismal, abysmal body fat percentage and the most muscle, so on and so forth, 40-inch vertical, whatever it was. He was insane in the pre-draft workouts. So, but other than that, I mean, the Seahawks, it's, they don't have much. 10-6 last year, I don't think they can keep that up at all. I love Russell Wilson, don't get me wrong, but that team's fallen apart. Ever since the Legion of Boom, they just haven't been the same. And last year they were good, but I don't think they can match their 10-6 last year. I think they go 6-10 this year and switch it around. Next up, we've got the San Francisco 49ers, bringing in Kwon Alexander, Tevin Coleman, D. Ford, and Jason Verrett. Couple big signings there. Jason Verrett's a great player. Kwon Alexander's a great player. Tevin Coleman's a pretty good player. And also bringing in the man, Nick Bosa, which is going to be huge for them. So that defense is going to be stocky. Debo Samuel and Jalen Hurd coming in on wide receivers. So that'll help Jimmy Garoppolo a lot. We'll see if Jimmy Garoppolo can keep up what he did before he got hurt. Interested to see that. So I'm going to go ahead and give them 7-9. And next up, we've got the LA Rams. So I think a key to the LA Rams season this year is going to be keeping Todd Gurley healthy. And I mean, I really don't know what's going on with him. He seems like he's okay, but he's also got that arthritis, and arthritis is kind of a long-term injury, so it may affect him a lot. His workload's going to be nowhere near what it was. But they also brought in Clay Matthews, Eric Weddle, and Blake Bortles. So adding a couple defensive weapons there, which I love, I think that defense will be top of the league. But again, I'm interested to see what happens with Todd Gurley. Also bringing in Tyler Rapp, a couple defensive players on the, bringing in a couple offensive players on the draft board, and bringing in another running back in the third round, Darrell Henderson from Memphis. It all depend on that. I think they still have a solid team. I think they can be one of the best, but it's just a matter of getting that worked out for Todd Gurley, because he's one of the best running backs in the league, as long as he's healthy, fully healthy. I'm talking 100%. So I still see them as 13-3 is what I give them. Next up, we got the Arizona Cardinals, new coach Cliff Kingsbury, bringing in Tremaine Brock, Marcus Gilbert, Jordan Hicks, and Terrell Suggs. So, obviously bringing in Kyler Murray, which I'm a little bit skittish about that. So I don't really know if he's going to fit in that system. I don't think they changed too much. Last year they went 3-13. I think they improved a little bit. But in the division they're in, I think the other teams are a little bit too experienced for them. So I see them as going 5-11, even with Kyler Murray and a couple additions they did have. So next up, I'm going to go over the playoff picture for exactly what I just said. And I'm going to tell you exactly who I think is going to be where and who's going to win the Super Bowl, so on and so forth. So I've got in the AFC, I've got the LA Chargers and the Indianapolis Colts winning the 1 and 2 seeds for home field advantage. And then in the first round, the wild card playoffs, I've got the New England Patriots playing the Houston Texans. The Patriots being the number 3 and the Texans being the number 6. And then I've got the Kansas City Chiefs, the number 4, playing the Baltimore Ravens, number 5. I've got the New England Patriots beating Houston Texans 34-31. I still think that Houston team can be good, but I think New England will just squeak by on that one. And I see Kansas City beating Baltimore 26-14 in that sense, just because I think they have more experience in the playoffs. And, well, not necessarily in the playoffs, but having that game situation, unlike Lamar Jackson, does not have. The semifinals, I have Kansas City taking on the LA Chargers. And I would love to say LA wins that game, but I think Kansas City will pick things up. And I think I don't know about that one for sure, but I think that LA can take that. I think the LA Chargers will take that, going 39-20 and taking down Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. Next up, we've got the Indianapolis Colts and the New England Patriots. I think this is where Tom Brady falls off. I take Indianapolis 22-12 in that conference semifinals. And next up, we've got the LA Chargers against the Indianapolis Colts. And I think the LA Chargers are well-rounded enough this year to make it past. So I'm going to take LA Chargers over the Indianapolis Colts 17-16 in the conference finals. So next up, we've got the NFC. In the NFC, we've got the LA Rams at the number one, and I've got the Minnesota Vikings as the number two. And at the three seed, I've got the Chicago Bears, and they're playing the sixth seed of Atlanta Falcons. I think Chicago takes that game 45-31, and I don't think Atlanta has a chance in that game at all. Next up, the four seed New Orleans Saints versus the five seed Carolina Panthers. And I'll take that New Orleans all day. And 29-18 in the wild card. Next up, I've got the Rams playing the New Orleans Saints. And depending on how healthy Todd Gurley is, I've got LA taking that game 22-21. And matchup of the NFC North, Chicago taking on Minnesota in the other conference semifinal, and Chicago winning 16-6. I think that defense shuts Minnesota down. And in the conference finals, I've got LA taking on the Chicago Bears, and I've got a low-scoring game again because both teams are defensive teams, and I think LA takes it 14-11. So it's a battle of the LA teams in the Super Bowl, and I think the Rams take it 32-28 in the Super Bowl. And that's how I think this season's going to pan out, guys. Thanks for listening.